Okay, well, we now have an advent calendar from the Department for Media, even Culture and Sport. Yes, and it's great because this time yesterday when I was checking, they hadn't put it up. Obviously, you know, they sort of it gets done, but not necessarily first thing in the morning. And we were sort of checking yesterday, and nothing was there, and we were sort of desperate waiting for the next edition for the 5th. But today's, I've just checked now, and it's there. So earlier today than it was yesterday, which is fantastic. It means we haven't got to wait as long for it, basically. So here we go with the DCMS review of the year. This is on the Glogster page, glogster.com. And we've actually got our own Glogster now, folks. Yes, I thank the DCMS, the nice people at the DCMS, because they've introduced me to a brand new sort of social media outlet, which I, prior to this week, was not aware of. The existence of Glogster was something I did not have a clue about until this week, thanks to DCMS. So thank you, chaps, for that. So let's have a look at today's, the 6th, and we are looking at a story here from the archives, Online Accessibility Forum launched, a new website designed to inform e-accessibility action plan and aims to promote best practice. This is something that something I'm really into, sort of e-learning and anything related to the internet in a sort of not just I don't mean just sort of browsing, and you know, I mean actual sort of using it for my studies or using it for my work or whatever, you know, using it for a productive reason, basically. And I've signed up for the Oxford Effective Online Tutoring course for next year, which I'm hoping to sort of get a lot out of, and I'm pretty sure I will. It's a very intensive course, and it's sort of helping you to learn all about how to effectively use the internet as part of your teaching. So you know, the internet is a wonderful thing, and it gets a lot of bad press very often by the press, the very people who are threatened by the internet, the sort of traditional media, if you like. They're a little bit petrified of all this new media. But you know, new media has always been around. When I did my course at the Aerial Trust in Liverpool, which is to my knowledge, the only sort of course provider who people who provide NVQs in radio production and management. That was back in 1994, and that was new media even back then. So in a way, new media has been going for a long time, and it does seem in many ways that the sort of traditional press have always had a bit of a love-hate relationship with the internet. But anyway, this is fantastic news for people like myself, and hopefully, if you're listening to this, you'll have an interest in this. A website designed to allow people to tell government and businesses how to make the internet more accessible has been launched by Communications Minister Ed Vasey. The e-accessibility forum website offers people using and working on the internet the opportunity to discuss difficulties they have noticed in accessing websites and other online services and to promote best practice. The site will help the forum, which is a broad coalition of government, charity and private sector organizations, develop and share ways to improve online accessibility. It will also inform the forum's e-accessibility action plan. I'm having a few problems today with my... I think it's the cold. It's so cold today. We've got the radiator on for the first time here. Cold in La Mancha. It's freezing. I can't talk today. So anyway, go to the website there for more information. The address again, it's culture dot, this cold is giving me terrible problems here, culture.gov.uk. I think I need to get my blanket and some nice slippers now, I think. Okay, excellent stuff. The issue there of online accessibility even forum has been launched.